LunaticMania.com.
He's an angry man that has a love-hate relationship with science fiction. His beverage of choice is Rageahol, and when he's irate. Sci-Fi Melody presents Rage Master Rips a Clip.
Remember back in yesteryear when, as a child, you would pick up everything you could see and get your hands on? Usually, whatever this was, you tried to put it in your mouth, or that failing, lick it. Invariably, your parents would come and try to prevent you from eating the dog crap, licking the urine, or sticking your tongue in the power outlet. What's that? You don't remember this? Well, you know why? Because you are a child with low brain capacity. Yet in science fiction and horror, people revert to this infantile mindset all the time. Welcome back to Rage Master Rips a Clip. For those of you new to Sci-Fi Malady, this feature is where I, the Rage Master, try to wrap my warped head around an even more warped and stupid clip from film, TV, or even a book. This usually happens with predictable, ragey results. This week on Rage Master Rips a Clip, I rip into a scene from the movie Event Horizon. For those unfamiliar with the film, I'm going to refer you to Symptom 42 to hear more about the movie. For now, let me just rail against this one particular scene. In this scene, Space Marine Lawrence Fishburne and his crew are investigating the ship Event Horizon, which was designed by Dr. Weir. Yeah. The ship had disappeared 5 or 7 years prior to this film whilst testing a new reactor that engages a dimensional travel. So its sudden reemergence and lack of crew contact is, of course, dodgy but worthy of an investigation. Upon arrival, Sergeant Fishburne makes a good call and decides to leave the good Dr. Weir behind whilst his men decide to check out the ship to see if it's safe inside. This is where the good sense departs. Commander Fishburne then decides to split the party. If you've ever been in the military or a role-playing game, you know rule number one is to never split the party! Especially when you don't know where you're going! So young quirky recruit Justin, who's played by Jack, I'm not making this up, Noseworthy, goes back to investigate engineering and the reactor based upon his lack of experience? What could go wrong? If splitting the party wasn't bad enough, just wait! Justin arrives at the reactor core that is supposed to trigger the event horizon, hence the ship and movie name, yuck, 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 and sees that it is on. Now, our plucky young Marine has no idea what this is. Typically, reactors have what kind of energy? Say it with me now, radioactive. So not knowing what's in this reactor, Justin ought to assume that the black, gooey, oozy stuff inside is radioactive or some other kind of dangerous material, right? Yet, like the baby I mentioned before, he walks right up to said reactor and touches the black, goopy dark matter within the magnetic rings. Classic Justin. Hilarity, or horror, ensues as Justin is pulled into the hell dimension or a spirit possesses him or whatever. Wah, wah. Of course, this leads to hell on Earth ship, whatever. Why is it in film and TV when people encounter unknown substances, things, creatures, or buttons, their first instinct is to play with it? This film is by no means the exception. The film Prometheus is nothing but examples of this. Hi, I'm an Android David and I'm going to touch every button I can find. Luckily, I can figure out the sequence because Mr. Ridley said so. There's also, I'm a biologist and I'm looking at a blind snake. Let's touch that. The film also has goopy stuff people play around with in an unscientific matter, despite the fact these people are scientists. Oh, don't forget horror movies where some doofy moron decides that digging up a grave of a killer or playing with an ancient magic book of evil couldn't possibly have bad results. I see stupid stuff like this in real life. Why do you make me watch it here? The only time this trope works is in B-movies like the 1985 film The Stuff, where it starts out with two homeless guys eating a white substance bubbling out of the ground. The stuff tastes so good it becomes a household food item until it's determined to be alive and eating people from within. Why does this stupid discovery work? Because it's meant to be stupid! The whole concept of the film is stupid! If you can't advance this stupid plot with stupid, you have no movie! What really twists my bowels in a rictus of pain is that such stupid acts aren't even necessary to advance the plot. Couldn't the reactor just suck Justin in? It's already fantasy science, so just make that part up. Why do we have to turn characters into toddling two-year-olds to advance the story? Stop that! It's one thing if it's a mistake, such as a museum curator examining the mummy and accidentally removing its curse ward, blocking its resurrection. Though tired, it works because no stupidity involved. Or the scientist and his staff who overestimate the security measures on his experiment, which results in disaster. These work, but the bumbling baby-minded buffoon who just says, "Oh look, I see some insert unknown impossibly dangerous material or thing. I think I'll touch it. Glory to the bull." Oh, who would have thought this was a bad idea? So the moral of today's rant is this. Stop advancing the plot with Ness or the idiot Spoon, whatever character who left their brain in the womb. And number two, if you see something or animal you don't know what it is, don't touch it as a first response. I'm the Rage Master. Consider this clip ripped.
RavingLunaticMania.com